Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman cast the deciding vote on Thursday to advance Donald Trump's pick to serve as the next Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. WHYY's Carmen Russell-Slushansky has more.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee voted 8-7 to send consideration of Mark Wayne Mullen to the full Senate for a vote. Fetterman, a Democrat, crossed party lines, becoming the deciding vote, while the committee chair, Republican Senator Rand Paul, voted against Mullen's nomination. In a post on X after the vote, Fetterman called Mullen a friend and said he entered the vote with an open mind. He also said the agency needs a leader. Fetterman has often gone against his own party and accused Democrats of lacking leadership this week on the All In podcast.
You know, right now our party is governed by the TDS.
TDS is short for Trump Derangement Syndrome, a term the right uses to refer to the left's constant opposition to Trump.
And now it's made it virtually impossible without being punished as a Democrat to agree something's good.
In opposing Mullen, Democrats criticized the senator from Oklahoma's lack of experience and his temperament, but they have also criticized the agency's operations under President Trump. Carmen Russell-Slushansky, WHYY News.
New Jersey's unemployment rate ticked higher in the latest report, reflecting a cooling job market in the Garden State. Officials say the rate remains above the national average, even as some sectors continue to add jobs. Recent data also shows modest job losses and slower hiring, while layoffs have increased in early 2026. Economists point to a broader economic uncertainty and higher borrowing costs as factors contributing to the softer labor market outlook. Checking your forecast. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds today for your first day of spring. Highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy with occasional rain. Lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of around 60. Then on Sunday, sunshine and 70 degrees.